The program runs 25 weeks on evenings and Saturdays. Students learn how to shoot a firearm and when to use force, as well as how to respond to domestic violence and child abuse calls and how to deal with death encountered on the job. Hill says the academy steers away from the military-style teaching methods that traditional police academies have been criticized for using. He says that a chunk of the curriculum focuses on de-escalation strategies and that he has personally vetted the instructors, who are all local law enforcement officers. Recently, the students picked apart a 7-minute video of a police officer in McKinney, Texas, pushing a bikini-clad black teenage girl to the ground at a pool party and kneeling on her back to restrain her. It's one of many now notorious police force incidents that the class studies. When Lincoln's seniors graduate from the academy on June 24th and pass the required state exam for a license, Hill says they'll have a leg up on competitors because of their college education, academy training, and lived experiences. They need African-American cops, says India Stelzer, a 21-year-old academy cadet from Haiti, Missouri. I'm hopeful I'll be offered at least 3 jobs. Hill hopes many of the roughly 100 other HBCUs across the nation will soon follow suit. However, many can't because of state laws that prohibit independent police academies from existing outside of official law enforcement agencies. Washington State, for example, requires police recruits to go through its state-run Basic Law Enforcement Academy. So far, Hill says he's working to open a branch of Lincoln's Police Academy at Harris Stowe State University, an HBCU in St. Louis. And following a 2020 executive order for racial equity in criminal justice, North Carolina's Department of Public Safety established a paid internship program for HBCU students interested in going into law enforcement. In December, 9 students from HBCUs throughout North Carolina completed the 12-week program, and an additional 8 began a new internship rotation this February.